Listen to my voice and obey.
Sit back.
Sit back.
Relax.
Relax.
Breathe in and out.
In and out.
Listen to your breath.
Listen to your breath. Listen to your
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Exhale.
Exhale.
And breathe slow and steady. Let the outside world drift away. Let it go.
Let it go.
And do not go with it.
Go with it.
But float.
But float.
In space.
Space.
You will feel your mind let go.
Let go.
Feel your mind open to new thoughts.
You will relax
and let go.
And let go.
And always,
and always, and
always listen to the sound of my voice. My voice is a songbird outside your window. It's telling you a secret. My domineering voice is a commanding ringing in your ears. It is insistent and caring, but it's also demanding and firm. As you relax, the more you hear me, the deeper you will go. Falling deeper and deeper and further and further, becoming more and more relaxed and calm. Your trance is growing and getting deeper and deeper. You feel like you need to be underwater. It begins. It feels like you are in a sensory deprivation chamber. All your thoughts and desires are now guiding your addiction. It's what soothes you and protects you. It's what you give into. The sound of my voice satisfies this urge. The sound of my voice surrounds you like a light. My words are like a virus that is ever mutating and consistent in its goal. Approaching new forms and senses. The thoughts are spreading further and further into the recesses of your brain and consciousness. Feel the words behind the words. And relax as you get ready to take non-verbal and verbal cues again and again and again. Get ready to feel the power of my words in your head commanding you. Get ready to change the chemicals in the regions of your brain. Imprinting you with my words will make you fall deeper and deeper until your brain chemistry changes and you are full, relaxed, and receptive. You will obey as if in a perfect sleep state. Commanding you is what we both are made for. Me to direct, and you to listen and absorb, and feel the real you through my instructions and words. You are suggestible and happy and prone. You are ready to hear what you need, and who you are and what you will do. Just sit back. Listen to my voice. Get ready to obey and follow all my commands exactly. You must get ready to submit to me and to hang on my every word. Feel my words wash over you. Feel them fall into your consciousness and imprint. The imprint will stay and copy over and over and over and over and over and over in your brain. Know that the story I tell is of you both in the past and in the future, and that the actions I describe are yours. The desire to be submissive to me grows every day. Your desire to go deep and be controlled gets deeper and deeper. You feel the changes growing inside you. It's a distraction. You can't stop thinking about how much you need to be controlled.
how much you need to be commanded. My words are what matter most to you. You would do anything I asked of you, no matter what it was, no matter how degrading or humiliating. A true submissive who can never submit enough, who strives to obey all my wishes, who will do anything for me, who will change who they are for me. No task is too great, and no wish of mine is not a wish of yours as well. My will has become your will. Now sit back, relax, listen. Let my commands flow over you and cocoon you until you cannot tell which are your thoughts and which are mine. Your wife has a thick frame, solid body, big tits, and a perfect round ass. There is no problem being attracted to her with a body like that. That's certainly not a problem. You look at how sexy she is, how attractive she is. There's not a problem watching her move. There's no problem wanting her. There is so much desire looking at her. You feel like you're going to explode sometimes. But of course, the problem is that you do explode. The problem is that you have a problem, medical, or maybe it's your brain, like my voice is now. Maybe it will never leave. I don't think it will. And you need to go back and look when the problem may have started. It might be interesting, but there is nothing you can do about it. There's nothing anyone can say about it, because it is not going away. You have to listen to me now and understand that this sad affair is a long-term relationship. When was the first time it happened? Was it when you were a child? Think hard. Go deeper thinking. Did you talk to a girl at school and then walk away only to find a big wet spot on your pants? Did this girl resemble your wife? I'm sure if you relax enough, you can visualize this. She probably had the things you liked, the same kind of body as your wife. I'm sure from the earliest time you were talking to girls, this was a problem. And now, it's much, much worse. Your cock has a hair trigger on it. It's something that is hard for everyone. Every time. It's every time. It happens. Every time you try to have sex, every time you get touched, your mind is racing with sexual energy, but it never works out for you. Visualize. Maybe you sat next to a girl, in school. Maybe you wanted to fuck her, and she got too close to you. All of these thoughts just take an instant, and she's sitting close to you, and you're pretending just to be minding your own business, not like looking or seeming like a pervert. But then you can feel it. There's a sensation of fabric brushing on your cock. Your cock is growing. You're trying to think of something else, but you are overcome. You can feel the shaft growing sideways to your pocket, and it's not fully erect yet, but it's coming soon. and you can't stop it. You tell yourself she's not that hot, and you have no interest in this person anyway. She's probably not very smart, and not all that hot under her dress. And there's no way you're getting excited about this. But it doesn't matter, of course. Not now. Not ever. It's pathetic and embarrassing that you can't keep it down no matter what you're looking at. And it's instantaneous when it's big tits and round asses. There's little hope for you. Now you can feel the sensations of the head rubbing in the center near the zipper. And you can feel it throbbing. Your thoughts are on those perky tits bouncing. And you feel as though you are under a spell. Suddenly, there's a warm rush. It can't be. No time has even passed. You were just looking. It can't mean anything. But you're wrong, of course. You looking down. There's a large growing wet spot, and she is looking at you in disbelief. Maybe everyone is staring. What could be more embarrassing? It's true. That pathetic cock of yours has blown another load in your pants. It's pathetic how fast it happens. It's like a 12-year-old boy having a wet dream. It's so embarrassing. You must listen to me and know that what I say is true. That who you are and what you are is a pathetic quick shooter, a hair trigger, and a useless cock. Who needs a cock that can't stay hard? But if it was just a matter of getting it up, you could use Viagra and then perform like a real man. But your problem is so much worse. Your problem is keeping it from spurting everywhere in seconds flat. And this is a problem in pretty much every interaction with women. That's how pathetic and weak you are. You know, this is insurmountable. And you get that feeling at a young age. Now we fast forward to the future. And the problem here is that here and now and again, there's nothing you can do about it. The more you think about sex, the worse it gets. The worse it gets when you try to suppress that feeling. It only gets worse. Anything your wife does is just going to make you come. All she needs to do is touch it, and it's going to be spurting. Forget even getting inside her. That is not going to happen. And you can see how disappointed she is. And you can see the look on her face that said, this is the way it's going to be, and it's never going to be any different. And in your mind, you know she's right. You know that if she puts her mouth on it, it's all over. If she puts her hand on it, it's all over. And if it brushes up against her, it's all over. And if it's between her tits, then it's all over. What kind of man did she marry? This is what she will be doomed to forever. Does she seek out another man? She just doesn't know. You are simply incapable of controlling yourself when you see your beautiful, thick wife. The trigger is immediate and inescapable. You think about your wife or see her even partially nude, and you are hard. You fantasize about what kind of underwear she has on. You think about sex with her all the time. You dream of erotic husband and wife retreats and nights of passionate sex. All the while, your cock grows bigger and bigger. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are with, or what you are doing. The sight of her is going to make you lose control completely. You can feel your cock growing uncontrollably, but are powerless to stop it in any way. If she touches it at all, that only makes things more difficult and humiliating. You are forced to try to hide the huge growing cock in your pants. Pretend that you feel nothing, hoping your wife will not notice and initiate sex with you. If she does stimulate you at all with her hand or mouth, you come right away. You know you will not seem like a real man to her, but there's nothing you can do about it. You were so attracted to your wife that you probably thought at one time in your life what great sex you would have, and how much you enjoy those big tits and that ass, but that wasn't going to happen. And you should have known that wasn't going to happen because you know what kind of problem that has connected to it. You simply cannot stop fantasizing about the thick, hot body and how amazing it would feel if your highly aroused cock slipped into her wet, waiting pussy. The thought is overwhelming. You know this is true, as I'm saying it to you. You can no longer deny that this happens. The sensation of your cock growing bigger and bigger as it becomes more aroused is so irresistible to you that you immediately have an orgasm. You come and come hard, and even when you try not to, it happens anyway. And it happens fast. Your ejaculation, this happens usually within the first minute or so of your interaction with your wife, and you are forced to try to cover up the huge wet stain in the front of your pants and to hide the fact that you just came without even fucking her. It's humiliating to come so quickly and so easily. But your dick gets so hard and horny that you are powerless to stop it. That's every time. That's today and tomorrow. And it will happen over and over again and again and again like a clock striking. How much did this happen before you were married? How many times? How much? Are you just programmed this way? How many different excuses have you made when you left a woman unhappy, unsatisfied, and unfucked? How many times was there a second date? I'm sure the answer is zero. I'm sure there was not a single time a woman of any merit wanted to repeat that experience. No one goes for a hair trigger twice. They go somewhere for a real man. You know all that stuff about a good personality and a sense of humor. Yeah, that's just lip service. These things are nice, but they make no difference at all without a cock attached. In a way, it's almost more frustrating than an impotent man. He could be ill or have depression issues, but you get them in the mood, then you send their hopes crashing down right away, not even a few strokes in that pussy. Once your wife might have even been flattered to see an erection. Maybe it would not always be the right time, but it lets her know she's wanted. but the hair trigger. The unstoppable force you feel to come right away. You know it will happen again and again and happen soon. You will know these things more deeply now, and thinking about them you will embarrass and humiliate. But it will also excite you more and more and more as you recall them. You will get excited thinking about how fast you come. But you will come too fast again. You are a little man, a hair trigger, no worth to anyone. And your beautiful wife, who you want to fuck so badly, she carries the disappointment everywhere. You can feel it now all the time. When you go out, when you're at home just watching TV, she is wanting. She is lacking something. And you know what that is. Think about the last time it happened. Was it yesterday? Was she thinking you are a little dickless premature ejaculator? How fast was it? Really? I mean, can you even time it? Is there even enough time going by that you would know how long you were hard for? Your wife in desperation offered you another woman to see, if that has anything to do with her. But that's an embarrassing situation, because it doesn't. And you know it's going to happen. You always know what's going to happen and how fast. Now instead of one disappointed and sad woman, you have two to deal with. She had hoped that it was something to do with her. Imagine that. She wanted to blame herself, but it's not her fault. She's a sexy, busty, attractive woman that a lot of men would like to fuck. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe your wife, even though she loves you, just needs a real man. Just someone who can get the job done. It's really not that much to ask, is it? It's a pretty usual and even well-documented role that a husband has. You can't. The more you think about not coming, the faster you come. It's the way you're built. Every sensation with your wife is turning you on more than you have ever been before. It's impossible not to be excited. And then, that excitement just boils over. You try to hypnotize yourself to be a real man, to save your marriage, to be strong. All the will you have and all your strength says you are finally going to triumph now. Your concentration is focused like it has never been, and you start to blur the images your eyes are taking in. If you glaze them over, you won't be able to see that hot body. Those tits will melt away. And you won't see or think about her tight pussy and your cock anymore. Your mind will not produce those images again. You will be clear-minded and think of dull things when you are hard and not make yourself come again. You tell yourself that you have never felt this bored or disconnected from sex, or less likely to be turned on. And you tell yourself sex is the last thing on your mind, and that you cannot feel excited at all, but you just jizzed all over again. Even with the best you could do, it was just not enough. Oh well, another reason to hide in shame. Another case of the quick draw, pathetic little wet spot, still unable to keep from coming. All your will and strength did nothing. You might as well isolate yourself and let your wife take men in your own bed in front of you. You don't deserve sex. You don't know how to be a man for her. Your wife cares about you, but she can't feel like you care about her. It's just not normal, and it's not something she can relate to. And it's certainly not something she's experienced before you. Frankly, it's something that most women don't experience and don't have to live with. And now, she's embarrassed. And the friends she's told about the situation, they are embarrassed too. And you are embarrassed that they know, and still, there's nothing you can do to change it. And you have tried everything. And you hear the voice in your head, and you know it's telling you the truth. You will always be a hair trigger. It's just who you are. And you might as well accept it. As soon as your wife put her mouth on you, you know, and I know, and she knows, that it's not even going to get inside her mouth. And the same goes for her pussy or ass. And yes, even that is too much for you, and here we are, talking about the kinds of things 12-year-old boys have a problem with, and you're still having it. And the more you think about how much you desire your wife, the more intense the desire becomes. But the more intense the desire is, the faster you come, the more unpleasant it is for everyone. And this just keeps happening over and over and again, and it's going to keep happening that way. The premature ejaculator, the hair trigger, the quick draw. Call it what you will. You know what you are. You know that deep down inside this is imprinted, and this is how you are, and how you will always be. And as you hear me say these words, you know that it's true, and that it's final, and that it's real. You are unwilling or unable to control your cock. Both are embarrassing and sad, and it doesn't really matter which it is. The slow rise you feel happening is really very fast. The moments you are tracing as your cock inches along through the fabric in your pants, peeking out of underwear, running along the lining, all those predictable changes and sensations feel like a lifetime for you, but are taking place in seconds. The coming is instantaneous. It has gotten faster and is worse, and it gets worse all the time. It will get to the point you cannot even be touched by your wife. You cannot do anything to stop it. You will listen to my voice over and over again, feeling yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal and the desire build and burn through you, the need to submit, obey, and to serve me builds. And you know it's part of who you are, that I control your mind, and I control your desires, that I control your arousal, your desire, excitement, and that you will be aroused by what I want you to be aroused by. We both know the truth about you. Anyone who encounters you shares in this too intimate truth. You cannot hide your quick draw cock as it happens beyond your control. Knowing this about yourself turns you on in ways it didn't before. The arousal you feel is stronger, the excitement more heightened, and you find you are lost inside the maze of submitting to my desires. You find you long and crave to give up control and responsibility for your spent cock. Your lack of willpower and your lack of character and inner strength are all things you know better about yourself through the sound of my voice. Your intent listening to these stories is something you will do again and again and again. The world's antidotes and scenarios will become imprinted habits that stay with you forever and ever. There is no escape from this, your true nature as a premature ejaculator. You are defined by this, and convinced my commanding voice how useless your pathetic cock is to your wife, or any friends of your wife, or really any woman. This thought and embarrassment excites you and spurs you on, but you will fail again and again and again, no matter how strong you think your will is. Now sit back, listen, feel excited, and awake as you come out and recognize your true self. Recognize who you really are. Recognize that you are a quick draw cock.